as we always do, with the head coach at the University of Maine, Nick Charlton. Good morning, Coach Charlton.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. A very solid win for your team as you go on the road and beat the defending Patriot League champs, Colgate, 35-21. Just give me your impressions on your team's performance.
A lot of credit to Colgate. You know, it's a great team. They're very well coached. I know they're a little banged up right now, but, they're going to be a solid team and compete for that Patriot League title. So, we were fortunate to get out of there with a win. Thought we did some good things in all three phases. There's some stuff we got to clean up if we're going to keep competing at a high level in the CAA, but there were some positives in there, and luckily we got out of there with a win.
Got several media questions in queue for you, if you'll get the first of those, Hillary.
Your first question comes from Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
Larry, you always come ready.
Try to. Looking at the second half, not to be a spoiler, but again, weren't able to generate any points. You got a great Villanova team upcoming. What are some of those things you need to clean up, let's say, from a consistency standpoint?
Yep, there were some things when we had possessions that I was disappointed in terms of our execution. We got to continue to push the run game in the right direction, and I really felt like we did a very good job establishing that early. That was a big emphasis point. And then, it continued, but we're still looking for more explosives there. And honestly, in the pass game, we were inconsistent. I think the stats reflect that pretty accurately. We got to be much better overall throwing the football. Very limited in possessions in the second half. Luckily, we had two kick returns for a touchdown, so I'm not going to get too upset with Ernest about that, but we ran only 54 plays in the game, so we got to make the most of our possessions. Would have liked to score another one there. On the one where we threw to Reed into the boundary, they got called back on a holding penalty. That set us back a little bit, and unfortunately, if you score one time there, you feel a lot better. So a little disappointed in the second half overall, but there's a lot of things to clean up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your next question comes from Mike Lowe with Portland Press Herald.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Good. Obviously, a big game coming up this week. Not an easy place to go play. Looking at Villanova, Nick, what stands out and what they've done so far?
It's an excellent team. Coach Ferrante and the staff, they've done a great job. Very impressive. It was a big win for them last week against a great football team. So, we got our work cut out for us again, but that's the nature of this league. They're doing some really good things on offense. I think that quarterback's an elite player. And then, of course, Covington is a very, very good running back who's leading the league right now, I think, in a lot of categories. And then defensively, they're always tough. Always tough, and I think, Coach Ferrante and Ola and those guys have done a really, really nice job. They play very physical. I think their DBs are excellent players. I voted for most of them all conference. I think they're just really, really good players. And again, it's a big-time CAA matchup. We got to play well. We got to execute. We got to finish the game. We got to do all those things. We haven't won down there in a very long time. But our message to the players is the same as it was last week. I think we learned a lot from that Towson game. It's about us. We're going to be playing great teams week in and week out. This is a great team that we're playing. But we got to play our brand of football and get the game to the fourth quarter.
Thanks, Nick.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio.
Hi, Coach Nick. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, talk about this game last quarterback. He was injured. So this is basically a homecoming for him because he's from that area, Fort Washington, around that Philadelphia area.
Yep. Yeah, it's exciting for Chris. I'm sure he'll have some tickets to that game taken up, but we usually get a pretty good crowd when we go to Villanova, just because a lot of our players are from down in that area, so it's nice. It's good to see the families. It's a family atmosphere up here anyway, so it's really great to see the families make the trip. It'll be a big game for Chris. The nice thing about Chris is, I think at this point in his career, it's a little bit different than when he was down there as a freshman. I'm not too concerned with him pressing or feeling the moment or knowing where the game's at. I think to him, it's a college football game. It happens to be in Philadelphia. And I think he's going to prepare his butt off all week to get ready for this one.
Thanks, Coach. Have a safe trip down there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nick, I want to go back to Ernest a little bit. Now, you know, two more returns now, six for his career. It just seems to have an unbelievable knack. What do you see, you know, that enables him to break so many big plays? And are you getting to the point where you're surprised that people even kick to him?
No comment on the second part, but a little bit. But you know what? Like he just is. He's an electric player. He's an electric personality. He's a lot of fun to deal with. You know, he's doing a great job right now in the last few weeks controlling that energy that brings so much to his game that he needs. And he's doing, like I said, a good job being very focused in that energy. But just in terms of, you know, when the ball's in his hands, he can be very special with it. He has very good vision. He has elite speed. And then the other thing I'll say about Earn recently, and, you know, this stuff doesn't show up in the stat sheet, but there's a lot of other things that he's been doing in the run game and on plays where, you know, he's a diversion. And he's been doing those at an elite level as well. And that's a sign of a guy who's a real team guy because, you know, not everybody knows that about Earn. But Earn wants to win. And I think every great skill player wants the ball and wants those things. But the most important thing to Earn is just to win.
Got another media question, Keith. You'll get that for us, Hillary.
Do you have a follow-up from Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News?
Hey, Nick, just a couple things. Health of the team, I mean, where are you? Gray or players like that? You know, do you have any question marks? And, you know, as far as injuries are concerned?
It's really just Gray right now, honestly. I mean, we're getting to that point in the season, just like everybody else in the country, where guys are getting a little banged up. Jordan Rowell is going to be practicing this week, so we're excited to see where he's at. You know, we'll see how he is as the week develops. You know, there's no expectation there, but we would love to see him out there. But we'll see how he progresses. Jerron's day-to-day, we sat him for a reason last week, and it was to hopefully get him ready here for this week. But nothing too crazy. I mean, there's always some dings and things like that. Like our running backs took a couple hits just because of the nature of that football game. But relatively healthy, knock on wood. And, you know, after this we have a bye week, so hopefully we can stay healthy through that.
Nick, were there any surprise? Max Roberts comes to mind. Any players that stood out that you know, in subtle areas that, you know, maybe don't get maybe not in the high skill positions?
Yeah, I mean, Max, you know, he had some big plays, which was really great, and you know, I thought there were some really good things there for him. He's got a couple things he's got to clean up in limited reps, but I mean, that was, we had 8 sacks, first time in 7 years we've had that, so that was great to see. Some guys are stepping up across the board defensively as well. You know, the Adrian Oteros of the world and the guys that have stepped in and play, Callie Joseph, guys like that. And then offensively, you know, the tight ends are continuing to improve every day. You know, Sean and Ori are taking most of the work there, but they're improving. Some good things to see from the backs. And then up front, I thought Matias Dalso, our left guard, I thought he played probably the best game of his career. So, you know, there's some promising things in there, and we got to keep building that stuff.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Kyle Kinsing with Flow Sports.
Hey, Coach, going back to Ernest a little bit, obviously the goal with any kickoff return is to take it back, but it's not so simple. What is it that he's able to do, you know, in terms of a skill or preparation perspective that makes him so electric in the kicking game?
Well, I mean, I'll start. It's about players. You know, I think it's our job to organize and motivate and make sure that this team is ready to play from a week-to-week basis. That's staff's job. It's my job. But, you know, at the end of the day, you need players. If you don't have any players, it's going to be hard to win. And, you know, Earn's a great player. The one credit I'll give our staff is we probably spend more time on special teams than anybody I know. We devote a significant amount of time to special teams on a day-to-day basis. That's something we started doing 3 years ago. It's literally about a third of our practice. So we rep a lot of different situations. They get a lot of looks at it. Our scout team does a really, really good job giving us a look. There's a lot of preparation that goes into it. I think Coach Kiter, special teams coordinator, does a great job. You know, and the guys go out there and they believe in it. You know, a lot of times it's not just one guy. I mean, there's 11 guys that need to be doing their job. And when they believe that you can score, that adds a big element to it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Mike Lowe with Portland Press Herald.
Nick,
I'd like to ask you about Joey Fitz. I think he went over 1,000 career yards last weekend, and he got a touchdown, led the team in rushing. I mean, what's he bringing to that run game that, you know, you were looking for something like this?
Yeah, I mean, I thought between Joe and E, I thought they ran hard. They both have different skill sets that they do well, but there were some good things to see there. Specifically with Joe, you know, I liked how he ran the football. I thought he ran it very physically. Picked up a lot of those short yardage situations on, you know, plays that we had run multiple times during that game, and that's a testament to the guys up front and then Joe to go get those first downs. And he just brings a lot of energy with his physical play. You know, he's a real salty kid. He's got a big chip on his shoulder. You know, I think he just runs the ball very physically. He's got an attitude. I think he represented the team in a lot of ways. I said it in the team meeting yesterday. You know, this was a pretty salty team this week, and I really thought he embodied that.
Thanks, Nick.
Yep.
All right, Nick, thanks so much as always for your time today. Safe travels to Philadelphia, and we'll talk again next Monday morning.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Thanks.